You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday at the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, there was a resolution on the consent agenda naming the Calaveras County Arts Council as the official arts agency and state local partner for Calaveras County in order to receive funds from state or federal grants. Here are the unedited remarks of Kathy Mazzaferro.
Good morning and thank you. I'm Kathy Mazzaferro, and believe it or not, I'm starting my sixth year as your executive director for the Calaveras County Arts Council.
That receives no government funding. I think I can give your speech.
And it doesn't. We do receive a grant, but that's for administrative purposes. This wonderful county supports our signature events, Music in the Parks, Ovations, the Artist Studio Tour, and the item nearest and dearest to all of our hearts, and that's the support of education and the arts for all of our local kids. I just wanted to come in and thank you for the resolution. We are beginning the grant process stage with the state, and having your resolution recognizing us as the Calaveras County Arts Council is a critical step in achieving the next grant. Very briefly, during this matter of COVID, we adhered to all state regs. In fact, in March of last year, we shut the gallery down to the public. I moved the office to my kitchen, and we ran the Arts Council from my kitchen and from my assistant Maggie Sloan's up in Forest Meadows. But we thought creatively, as artists do, and Maggie put together a fabulous art show, totally online, highlighting all of the art from different artists throughout the county. We sold over $3,000 worth of local art last summer in 20. And the other item that came back to life, the lights are slowly coming on, is Music in the Parks, resumed this last summer. It was fabulous. And we had a wonderful turnout. We are moving forward cautiously with Ovations, our professional performing arts program. We cannot be in our local schools, so we will not be using the Bret Hart Theater. But, thinking creatively, we're going to have our first concert in the Alhambra Music Room at Ironstone Vineyards, and we're going to make it a party. It's going to be a champagne reception with hors d'oeuvres on Sunday, December 5th. I'll make sure you get a mailer, but I invite all of you to attend because we have invited the Golden Bough, and they're going to present a Celtic Christmas to kick off the holiday season. The arts are what bind us all together. It bound us together during the Butte Fire. It binds us together during times like this. We even have a small display right now that we're working with our local sheriff's department and their pink badges, and Mark Twain Hospital for the support and raising awareness of breast cancer. I thank you so much for recognizing what we do and for approving the resolution. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Kathy. We do appreciate the work you do. I'll bring it back to the board and entertain a motion.
I move this item.
Thank you. A motion by Ms. Marita Calloway.
I'll second.
A second by Mr. Gary Toffanelli. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passes on a 5-0 vote of the board.
Thank you so very much.
Good to see you, Kathy.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.